Radio Reverb's coming through. Listen to the Beat Jones Show. 97.2. Listen to the Beat Jones Show. Monday night, what you gonna do? Listen to the Beat Jones Show. Listen to the Beat Jones Show.
Got our gorgeous guest in, who is just she's sipping her San Pellegrino because she's got the old fruity flavour going on. She's got the inside of a piano strapped to the studio, which some people call a harp, and she's here. Ellie, how are you?
Hello, I'm really good, thank you.
Well, you're sounding great in the old soundy checks, as
Excellent.
Always. I was kind of expecting you to sound great because you are great. And we were just chatting, we were talking about reverb and everything, and you were talking about the fact that you, back in the day, you were down the old North Road studio.
Yeah, long ago with guitar.
It was
much easier in those days.
You see, that was when you thought music was so simple.
Just exactly.
Strap a guitar to you and off you go. And now you've got this big old harp going on. It's a brave thing. I know what it's like carrying kit around.
Mm. Yeah, you don't know until you've carried this.
No, this is what
it
I was.
It is something else.
I was looking through the little window here at the open market, and I was looking out for you. This is about half an hour ago.
Right.
And I thought, I wonder if I'll spot her, because we haven't actually met before. And I knew that you had to find a place in, and then suddenly, through the shutters in the far side, there you staggered with dragging this huge beast.
And I just thought, you make me sound really elegant.
I just thought, bless her. I just thought, bless her. That is love. That is devotion to the cause. When did you swap guitar for harp?
I've been playing harp for about 9 years now.
Okay.
So I was playing guitar a lot longer than that. And I still do play guitar. I have this instrument. I'm obsessed with it now, so it's hard to not play it.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, and it sounds so beautiful.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Do you ever are you someone who jumps around on instruments? Do you go back to the guitar much?
Not so much now when I'm playing live or performing. I used to quite a lot actually swap instruments during the set, and I decided that I want to focus.
Hone
in.
And do you miss the old six stringer?
Sometimes, yeah. I miss playing electric guitar.
Yeah, I bet that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
When you're writing, what do you write on?
Harp.
Do you?
Okay, yeah.
So it's basically harp. If I was listening to what you're saying, it's harp. Just go with it. Stop trying to find
it for now.
To say something else. It's harp.
Yeah, well, what do you want me to say?
I don't know. I just thought, actually, Pete, when I write, I move over to the piano. I was like, I don't know.
I do write some songs on piano, actually.
There you
can
see. We had the amazing Nick Williams in probably about 6 or 8 weeks ago now. And we dug out the gorgeous song that you two worked on together, The Roots in the Vines.
Wires.
I knew that.
So nearly.
And
there.
When he was there, I said Vines. And I said, what is it with me and Vines?
I think it's
song?
Actually The Roots in the Wire.
It is. It is. Although he's
I
put.
I got
he,
it wrong as
he
well.
He has put an S on the end, actually. So it is Roots in the Wires.
Oh, right, okay.
And it is stunning. It's a beautiful song. And I kind of
Thank
knew
you.
It before. I think he renamed it. I think it had another name in a past life. I might have made that up. That might have been another track altogether. But with you two,
the same.
Nick, if you're listening, that was her. That was Le4. That's IE. So anyway, and it's just such a beautiful thing. The two of you singing duets together. And
thank you.
Is that a thing? Have you done that before with anyone?
That's the first collaboration Nick and I worked on, and it went really well. We've been playing in the same sort of musical world for a little while, and we're good friends, so we did this collaboration song. And it started out with Nick sort of bringing me into a track that he'd written, and then it just developed from there into, I'd say it's a collaboration in the end.
Yeah, you would be, and he's not here to say anything else.
Exactly.
So basically,
so I wrote all of
you
it.
Pretty well wrote it, didn't you?
And you
were lucky enough to bring in Nick at the very end.
Exactly. You're welcome, Nick.
He had a slot on the album, and you just slotted it in. That was how it worked. Yeah, no, that's
exactly.
Good. Do listen, folks, to. Well, in fact, I might even play it in a little while because it is a beautiful song. So, what have you got going on? Because you're always busy, and I'm checking you out on Facebook and stuff, and you've always got stuff going on. Have you got gigs coming up?
I do. So, my next show is going to be next week, which is the 13th of September. And it's supporting an artist called Nina Harries in London. She's brilliant. She plays double bass and sings, and she's releasing her album. So I'm going to be there supporting her at Hoxton Hall. And then after that, I'm back up in London again in October playing for a Sofa Sounds London show.
What's Sofa Sounds? That sounds brilliant.
Sofa Sounds is a living room type gig company, I guess. They put on gigs in non-conventional venues. So, like, some of them are house concerts. Some of them are, like, there's been one in a brewery in Brighton. There's, like, just random spaces that aren't necessarily gig venues.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they bring in the audience and they have... The artists are actually unannounced until the day. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, a surprise he's playing. Questions why I'm actually promoting it.
Good point.
But anyway, so...
Well, you haven't said where it is,
exactly.
I guess.
But they're lovely. They're quite, like, low-key. They're just nice, good vibe events.
Do you actually know where it is, or were you just not allowed to tell me?
I can't tell you. It's top secret.
Because people might go.
Exactly.
And then what would happen? It'd be ridiculous.
I have no idea.
It'd be a riot.
It would be so different to usual.
Now, wait a minute. Stop that. I went to a beautiful gig, very similar to that, in a tiny little town in Mallorca last summer. And
nice.
Honestly, it was so special.
Yeah.
I mean, they did have the added advantage of it being a warm evening and you could sit out.
Mm.
But there were sofas everywhere and cushions and stuff. And it was stunning. It was beautiful. And I love that environment. I really do. There's been house gigs for quite a while. It sounds like these guys have made it, you know, they've organised.
They have. They are an organisation that does it. But it's not to say that you can't just organise it on your own. Like, we play a lot of house concerts in UK and in Germany, especially when we tour.
Do you have to be careful on the old legal thing? Do you have to be sort of, you know, because suddenly it's a public venue, isn't it?
Yes.
Is there a way around that?
You should be more careful.
Yeah, invite friends or something.
Usually it's an invite only, yeah. And you could get around that by saying it's a donation price.
Right.
So really it's down to the host.
Yeah.
And the host sort of, it works really, really well when you're somewhere that doesn't necessarily have like a music venue in it, but there are people in, like, maybe a rural community setting, yeah, who, you know, everyone wants to hear artists and they want to hear new music, and it works really well like that, because you can play in, like, a village hall or a church or someone's garden or living room, and the host sort of invites their friends and people they think might like it, so it's usually quite a communal vibe, which is really nice. And then there's no distinction between the artists and just everybody else. Like, it's because you're all in the same room, and there's no sort of, like, promoter and rider and all that stuff. So it's, they're great.
And then, I mean, not to be too technical or not to be too nitty gritty, but is a hat then passed around? Do people pay to get in? Do they get around that kind of way, or...?
Sort of, like, there's quite a lot of, like, hat passed round. Sometimes the host decides to charge a ticket price and maybe, like, give some food or something. But
you were talking earlier about Frankfurt, I think you said, Germany. And I remember, I think it might have even been Nick Williams telling me this, or Paul Diallo, or other artists that have gone over to Germany quite a lot and gigged and come back here. I think it was Nick that said that. The one thing he notices is they are prepared to dig deep into their pockets when they go to a gig.
It's amazing.
And if they do a pass the hat thing, they actually put, you know, you might get a couple of hundred euro in the
hat.
Whereas in Britain, you might get someone's coat buttons and couple of 5p's and a rattle.
It is certainly different. I know definitely in Germany, but I hear that it's very different in the rest of Europe to what it is in the UK. I think it is perhaps down to the fact that music is appreciated in a different way. Like, a musician is, I don't know. I don't know what is different, but it's rather than being like and then what do you do for your day job? And, like, how long have you been doing this hobby? And all that kind of thing. And it's it's just appreciated differently.
It's a job, basically. And yeah. People are prepared to invest in it.
Yeah.
I know that in this country, people, for example, don't particularly buy photography. They don't buy prints. Mm. They don't see it as art. Whereas if you go to Germany, Paris, New York, they will really respect photography as art, for example. You know, whereas we don't. I think
that arts in general, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's possibly something to do with, I don't know, the way the government's structured and socially you have.
Yeah, maybe. It's just an awful lot of us who do the music and do the photography that there's an awful lot of wannabes and hangers-on too.
Right.
And
in
so maybe
England,
people.
Yeah.
Maybe. So maybe half the people in the audience kind of semi feel I could be up there, I should be up there, you know, a little bit. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? All I know is we don't dig deep. That's what I know. Would you like to put this beautiful harp through its paces? What have you got planned for us? Are you going to?
I'm going to play you a song called "The North Wind," which is from my second record.
We'll talk about how people can get hold of your records in a minute as well, actually. That'd be good. Folks, we've got Ellie Ford here playing very live for us. We're going to put up a picture on the Pete Jones Show Facebook page during this, so have a little peek. And Ellie, take it away.
I came in on a north wind. It was blowing anyhow. For some time now I've been traveling until I made it to the house. But all this time of year, when day breaks down, from my seats. Well, all the gods in all the world couldn't yield the turning of our blood. I guess that's why we're feeling hung out light in the too dry. I call it a runaway. It's not about turning out the day. It's ball and chain, foot in the grain. My instinct said I could carry you. I came in on, no, it was on a north wind that nearly blew me off this world. For some time now I've been traveling through some kind of underworld. But all this time of year, it always made you want to dance. So come on, love, let's go down right here and tap our toes. Sense, you know, and that all of the gods in all the world couldn't yield the turning of our blood. I guess that's why we're feeling hung out light in the too dry. I call it a runaway. It's not about turning out the day, it's ball and chain. Living out
that is good. That is Ellie Ford playing. I have to keep reminding myself there's only one instrument there. That's just so beautiful. Absolutely stunning.
Thank you very much.
What was that track called again?
It's called The North Wind.
I was listening. I remember that. It just, I know they've forgotten because, you know, they're crazy absent.
They'll do that.
The North Wind. That is beautiful. So which album's that off?
That is off my second record. It's quite nice to be able to say that, actually.
It's very nice. And they're on vinyl.
They are. They're vinyl only.
They're vinyl only?
Yeah. Well, you can get downloads.
You can get downloads. Okay. So when you play live, so you really are a glutton for punishment, aren't you? So you've got to drag this huge harp around and a stack of vinyl albums for sale at the back of the hall. That is so cool. And do you sell quite a few during gigs and stuff?
Yeah,
is that
sure.
the best time?
Yeah, I sell the biggest percentage of my records I sell at gigs. I don't know why.
Well, that's because people, they come and
well,
see
they're
you
there.
And they want to buy. Yeah. I was having this chat Saturday night, actually, with another musician who was saying something, and actually, you and I have contradicted this off air, but he was saying that, you know, it is a lot of musicians now are doing that, playing for free, but really just relying on their merch desk at the end of the show, you know, which is just crazy. And we were just saying earlier, playing for free is just such a dangerous slippery slope, isn't it?
Yeah, I am an advocate for musicians and all creatives actually putting value into yourself and knowing that and being able to say that you are worth something, some monetary value, because it's not, you know, you're providing something. And I do understand that the merch is always bumping up your gig fees, right? So yeah, we do rely on the sale of our merch to make our income a little bit more, but you know, like, bands, artists, like, don't play for free. Just the promoters will stop asking if, you know, if they don't find people to play for free. And yeah, it's interesting what happens once you put yourself in the situation of, I'm not going to play for free anymore.
Yeah.
It actually is fairly scary thing to do when you're first starting out, because you think, where is this going to get me? Am I not going to get booked or whatever? But actually, I think the opposite happens. If you can be seen to be valuing yourself and your creativity and your work, other people will do that as well.
It's
the most important thing.
You become a value, and therefore you become valuable.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Do you have to do all this stuff on your own? Is there anyone that's helping you with manager, promoter? Is there anyone that's on your side doing this sort of stuff, bookings?
I book all my own shows. Me and my drummer, Fred, actually.
Well, we should mention the band, shouldn't we? Because Ellie Ford,
absolutely.
Ellie Ford is a 5-piece band. When she records, yes, she is. But none of them could be bothered to show up today. That's fine. They are Fred, Andrew, Harry, and Freya. I think I've got that right. What a crazy motley crew they sound. They sound a very talented bunch.
They're great. They're amazing. They really are. They're the best band. And I've recorded both my records with them. And
what are your records called, by the way, the albums?
The first is called The Other Sun, and the second is called Light Repeated.
Folks, go on to Spotify and you can see Ellie Ford, E-L-L-I-E Ford. There's a link to her Facebook page on the Pete Jones Show page, by the way, and I'm sure all the info is much clearer on her page for you to find out. But please, please do go. You don't have to buy the whole album, I guess. You can probably buy track by track. I've never done that. But
why would you do that?
I'm an album person, so I don't know. I've never done it.
Exactly.
But I'm sure someone's done it. Anyways, do you want to play another track while you're there?
Sure.
Yeah. Seeing as you're drunk, drag this thing. When you go to Germany, do you drag this thing with you?
I love how you use the word drag.
I just can't help it. It just looks so big and huge.
I do. Wow. It goes in my van.
Does it? Oh, so you drive over.
Yeah.
Of course you do. I wasn't thinking.
Yeah,
yes.
Public transport's hard with a concert harp.
Yes,
I've never actually
is.
Attempted it, but I've never seen anyone else do it, so...
No.
There's actually this really brilliant Instagram hashtag that I follow called Have Harp Will Travel.
Like that. That sounds good.
And it's pictures of people taking the harp to all weird and wonderful places. Before I found this community, I used to only hear these stories where people rented a harp so that they could play downstairs in the downstairs concert hall, so they didn't have to take theirs down the stairs. And I thought, oh my God, the amount of places that I take mine. And then I found this, and they're all like, you know,
brilliant.
Some weird venue somewhere.
I like that.
It's brilliant. It's great. Go look at it.
What are you going to play for us?
This song's called Midnight.
Midnight. Very, very live for us and sounding just gorgeous. Thank you so much. Should we play that track that you did with Nick?
Sure.
Should we do that? Give your fingers a little break. I don't know.
These hills are not mine, and and our feet fall heavy on the ground. And who knows which way it goes, if the night was at your back, over water, through the night, and down until the morning comes.
But the roots in the wires will grow like babies are far from home, carried on the breeze.
Of a harp hitting a microphone. No, of Nick and Ellie playing with Nighthouse, The Roots in the Wires. The reason why I always say vines is, look, I can hardly read that. I mean, that is the tiniest, yeah. The tiniest of print.
It's true, Nick.
Nick, for goodness sake, I mean, come on. You know why?
Because he's been so awful to him.
Terrible to the man. But he wears great glasses. He doesn't need to squint and like I do. I pretend not to need them.
It's true. He doesn't squint. He also has fantastic hair. So
he's got the best hair.
Yeah.
But to be honest, he's got hair. So, you know, I'm on his side anyway. But yes, he has the best hair in Brighton, as voted year after year in the Best Hair of Brighton competition. Yes, indeed. Now, listen, would you like to do duets with other artists? Is that something that intrigues you? Or bring other people in on your albums or records?
Yeah. I mean, it's not something I've done really a lot, but... I would like that. I'm a bit of a loner, so I
that's okay.
I spend a lot of it's okay. Don't
that's
worry.
Fine, it's part of the job.
Yeah, a lot of my creativity is me by myself.
Yeah.
So, it kind of terrifies me a bit.
I can imagine you're letting someone in, basically, and that's
exactly.
Not your comfort zone. That's you know.
Yeah.
Creativity. Creatively. Mm. What about? Have you written with anyone before?
Well, it's the same sort of thing. I've always tried, and I much prefer writing by myself because I don't know what writing is. It's this cathartic, amazing, awful, wonderful, terrible process.
Yeah.
So it's I prefer to write alone, and. But I do write quite a lot with my drummer, Fred Hills. We have quite a good working relationship
together
now.
That's interesting. So you trust this man?
I do.
This is
absolutely
good.
He's
this
my
is good.
Yeah.
Fred, we like you. I like the cut of your jibble, my friend. Just a lovely text in from Richie Lambert, who's a very talented artist in his own right. He says, Pete, the harp player, wow, so cool. This is the best show I've heard for ages, and I'm not even on it. Well, thanks, Richie.
Richie.
Talented. And I'll be honest with you, I thought we'd lost Ellie because, was it something like the 1st of July we had you booked in?
Yeah,
and
right.
I got stranded in Nottingham, which is not a place to be stranded, I tell you.
Stranded. in Nottingham.
It's not
what
cool,
happened?
Man. It's not cool. It's just not cool. I tell you what was cool about that whole thing, that whole experience. It was one of those classic. There was nothing even supposed to be wrong with trains, but there had to be a fire on the track somewhere.
Oh.
And nothing was going south. That's quite a bum when you live in Brighton.
Yeah,
if nothing is going south, you can't work your way around that one. But I bumped into Jon Snow on the platform. He's the guy from Channel 4 News. He's the main guy on. He's the coolest dude in town.
I'm just looking at you quite blankly.
And I was like, oh my God, that's Jon Snow. I have to have a conversation here.
Okay.
And so I just sidled up to him and just started chatting. And it was, I thought, if I'm going to get stranded in Nottingham, at least I get a chat out of Jon Snow. He is the coolest hip dude, and I love him very much. So there you go. So, we had to cancel our session. And I was like, oh man, we've lost Ellie. But so this, thank you so much for being brilliant and bearing with us, because it was I hate having to miss a show, I tell you. So what have you got? You've got a couple of gigs coming up. You've got 13th of September, London Hoxton Hall. 16th of October, you've got the Sofa. Is there a website for those guys, by the way, the Sofa Sounds guys?
Yeah, there is. I believe it's sofasounds.com.
Do you know what? I would never have found that, but now you've told me, I feel
it might not be
mildly stupid.
It may be .credit. No, sorry, that was a bit.
Who cares? They'll find it. It's Sofa Sounds, folks.
Type it into Google.
You will find it. And what's the deal on where are you at with new albums and stuff?
I'm writing, so I'm in that really nice part of creative process.
And it is a process that
cycles.
You love.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm writing. The track I just played you, Midnight, is an unreleased, unrecorded song.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we had three or six people playing table tennis behind just to add that ambiance of this rare moment.
Yeah, are they good? I can't see them.
Like, no, they're not.
Are they
that
just
good.
Hitting it
I think
on the
you
wall?
And I could take them on, basically. I think yeah. they think
they're
good.
What are we doing
good.
In here?
What are we doing in here? It's like a sports arena out there, tell you.
Oh, well, they are children, so.
Oh, are they now? Okay. Okay. Well, those two aren't. Look at them. Rubbish. Ellie, do you want to play another track for us? Because I'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love to hear it.
Yeah.
By the way, it's Ellie Ford, E-L-L-I-E Ford. Ellie, is there a, as well as the Facebook page, is there a website that you can steer people to, or are you happy with the Facebook?
Sure. Well, I mean, you can follow me on Instagram at Ellie Ford Music.
Are you, is that your thing? Is that where you're comfortable?
Instagram increasingly is my thing. It allows me to reach the audience that like my page.
Great.
Which some are. Others don't.
Okay. Well.
Or the website, yeah. My website is ellieFordMusic.co.uk.
Do you find that the as the people get, the generations move up a notch, if you know what I mean, and we become, well, I say we, haha. But there's a whole generation now below you. Do you find they don't even look at websites?
Yeah, I think that really the way that the internet works is if it's not social media at the moment, that it's not anything. So Instagram is like your portfolio of work, for example. So I think it's less about having a website and like directing people to it, and then they can find stuff from it. Because everybody, we don't have that kind of we don't find things by ourselves anymore.
No.
We're
constantly scrolling.
People are scrolling through their feeds, you know, and they're not going out to find content. And it's fine. It's just the way that it has evolved. This is how we use the internet
now.
It comes to us.
It's another evolution. It's another cycle. Yeah.
So it's very difficult, I find, to direct traffic away from Instagram to my personal website, which I would like, because I have a mailing list and I enjoy getting that direct connection with my audience.
I guess it's the multi-platform thing, isn't it? So if you are mailing out MailChimping or whatever you're doing, it's making sure they go to the Instagram and the Facebook and your website and Spotify and Bandcamp and blah, 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 blah.
Instagram's quite cool. Like I used to not like it so much, but now I don't know, I kind of get it.
So what kind of images do you post? Because you're a musician, but it's a visual site. This is why I'm always so confused by
You can post videos. So I post quite a lot of...
I knew that.
I post quite a lot of videos of me just playing harp.
Okay, well there you go. I saw one today and I thought, that's beautiful. I'm gonna share that one.
Well, there you go. That's what they do.
Listen, what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play you another new song, actually, in the spirit
Thank you.
Of...
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Of the show.
New music.
Yeah, the whole show is new, actually. I might be one track out of the whole 2 hours that isn't brand new, so there you go.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What's this one?
This is called The Orange Tree.
Thank you so much. That is a track called Orange Tree from the very, very super talented Ellie Ford. And it sounds like another brand new track, which might appear on the next album. Who knows? Am I? Any titles for this next album?
Oh, no.
Mooting around?
No idea.
And what is it? Is it going to be an album or an EP?
I do like making albums. Yeah. I like... Some of my favourite artists have just got like 7 or 8 full records, and that's it, you know. They don't mess around, they just make them.
Keep it chugging.
I love that. And I'm really inspired by that.
I'm an album listener. That's the thing.
Are you?
Yeah, I
do. You are valuable.
Oh, you know, it's never changed. I can't change that. I have to listen to the whole album for some reason. Ellie, thank you so much for coming in. We're kind of out of time. Do you want to? Did you have a quickie track that you wanted to play? Are you? Is that okay?
I'm very happy.
Because I know we said Four Live, and then I got carried away with the old Nick Williams duet for some reason, you know. It's been so brilliant to meet you at last.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. I will definitely invite you quicker next time. It won't take a decade.
Great. Well, yeah, hopefully not.
Because if you were at the North Road Studios, that's a while ago now, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to point that out or anything.
We must have been skirting around each
other. You must have been about 12 at the time, right? Yeah.
What, 10 years ago?
Yeah, because none of us are old enough, are we? So there you go. Ellie Ford, sure. Please go to Hoxton Hall on the 13th of September, 16th of October, the Sofa Sounds event, to just watch Ellie Ford's Facebook page, I reckon, or Instagram, of course. Is it obvious? Is it at Ellie Ford, the Instagram account?
Yeah, it's Ellie Ford Music.
There you go. And it'd be something crazily simple. Ellie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And will you stick in touch? And when you get new material out, even if it's a track at a time, will you let us have it?
Sure,
and we
absolutely.
Will obviously play it in a very, very big way.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Ellie.
Radio Reverb's Dynamo. Blues Mammoth loves the Pete Jones Show.